Okay, we're starting the 26th Shar of Orchel Tzadikim, Shar HaTshuva. Shar HaTshuva. This is a long one because we have a lot to work on. Okay, Sad Lishmei. Omar Rabbi Levi, Gedola Tshuva. Tshuva is great. Shemagas ad Kisei HaKavod. It reaches until the Kisei HaKavod. Shenema Tshuva Yisrael ad Hashem Elokecha. How far can you Tshuva? Ad Hashem Elokecha. Till the Kisei HaKavod. V'amru Chazak, Kishe'ola Moshe the Rakia HaRishon, when Moshe went up to Shemayim, to the first Rakia, Mota Kitois Shemalachim, he found groups of Malachim. Paschu the fun of Sefer Torah. They opened in front of him and said, "Vetar, Vakor, Ma'ase Yom Rishon," and they read about Ma'ase Yom Rishon, I guess the first day of creation. Upaschu v'tchilu sapir b'shivcha shel Torah, and they were speaking about the praises of Torah. Olo l'sheni, went up to the second rakia, matzah chavilo shel malachim. He found bundles of malachim. Vakor Ma'ase Yom Sheni. Upaschu v'tchilu sapir b'shivcha shel Torah v'shei Yisrael. They were speaking about the shevach of Torah and Yisrael. Olo l'shlishi, third rakia, matzah malachim ugedudim. Bands of Malachim, Kurim b'Maisiyam Shlishi, Upaschu v'Tchil Tapa b'Shvacha Sheyushalayim. Ola l'Ravi, Matza Elim, different types of Malachim, Kurim b'Maisiyam Ravi, Upaschu v'Tchil Tapa b'Shvacha Sheyushalayim. They were talking about the Shevach of Mashiach. Ola, I don't know if it means Torah, Yisrael, everything together, or just Mashiach. Not clear, because the first one was Torah, second one was Torah and Yisrael, then he switched into Yerushalayim. Is that Torah, Yisrael, Yerushalayim, or just Yerushalayim? I don't know. Okay. Ala l'chamishi, umatza machanot, the camps of Malachim, Karim, b'maisi yom chamishi, upaschu v'tzchil esaber b'itzvoyna shal Gehenim, and then they start talking about the tzaras of Gehenim. Ala l'shishi, umatza shamalachim, v'yikarim, b'maisi yom shishi, Paschu v'tchil esaber b'maisi Gan Eden. They were talking about Gan Eden. Umavakshin z'nei Kodesh Baruch Hu litein chelkom sheyisal b'Gan Eden. They were asking Hashem to give them their chelek in Gan Eden. Ala l'shvi, seventh heaven, seventh rakia, umotza ofanim usrafim v'galgalim umalachei rachamim, different types of rachamim, umalachei chesed utzdako, umalachei reses v'ziyah. He saw all these different types of malachim. Malachei rachamim, chesed, tzedaka. Miyad ochaz Moshe b'kisei HaKavod. He got scared, and he grabbed onto the Kisei HaKavod. He was already high enough to reach the Kisei HaKavod. Hitzchilu likros b'maisi yom shvi'i v'yichulu, the seventh day, which is Shabbos, v'yichulu. Uposchu v'tchilu tzaber b'shvacha shal tshuva. And they were talking about the shevach al tshuva. L'lamedcha shal tshuva magas al Kisei HaKavod. All the way on the top is tshuva. Sh'ne'emar shuva yisro ad Hashem elokecho. I once had a student over who needed a lot of chizuk. His name was Yisrael. His Jewish name was Yisrael, and he came dafka Shabbos Shuva. I spent the whole Shabbos with Shuva Yisrael. Okay, Rabbi Akiva. Shiva Dvarim Kadmul Olam. Gemara Pesachim. Seven things came before the world: Eilim, Torah, Shuva, Gan Eden, Gehenim, Kisei HaKavod, Beis Hamikdash, Ushmo Shel Mashiach. V'lama Eilu Shiva. The world was created for Adam, for man. The whole point of the world is the human being. He rules over the whole lower world. Man rules, supposed to rule over all the animals. And because the whole Bria is for the Adam. Here's his Iker Bria. It's for the Adam. Imkin, Hutzuk Haknim at Torah. So we need Torah. Why is he Kiyim HaOlam? Because without Torah, there is no Kiyim to the Olam. Torah is the Kiyim HaOlam. Tachsiv, Im Loi Brisi Yom V'Layla, Chukos Shemayim V'Aretz L'Samti. If not for my Bris of Yom V'Layla, what's the Bris of Yom V'Layla? V'Agisa Bo Yom V'Layla. If not for Torah, Chukos Shemayim V'Aretz L'Samti, I would not have created the world. V'Kev and Shiktim at Torah, Hutzuk Gamkin Haknim at Tshuva. If there's Torah, there must be Tshuva. Why? The Torah has mitzvahs to say, all sorts of punishments. You need tshuva. Because if there's just going to be midas hadin and no tshuva, so then the world wouldn't get by the first generation. Everyone sins, boom, hit by lightning, zoop, everyone. So you need, if you have Torah, the world needs Torah needs tshuva. Ki adam ein tzadik ba'aret sheyastav leyastav. No one's perfect. Ki miyad shador chote roi lechalos hashmido. As soon as the generation sins, they should be wiped out. Lekach nichta ma'isus dar ba'Torah. That's why we have the ma'isus dar in the Torah. La'odia lechotim shem ruim leos kolim, to tell the rishayim that they deserve to be destroyed. Hey, mikol shalem, them and everything they have. Vegam ha'areti ruui leshapek mos doim, and their place deserves to be turned upside down like doim. Hello, Shekhar Bachu, Higdim Chuvo, Mamtin Dorachador. But Hashem in his infinite mercy has given us tshuva. Not only has given us tshuva, but he waits for us to do tshuva. Right? You know, it could be a 10-second delay. He turns on the light on Shabbos, counts to 10, no tshuva, zap, he gets hit by lightning. Hashem didn't make the world like that. Hashem is Mali Rachamim and waits. He says Dor Achador. That means that the whole generation didn't do tshuva. The whole world should be destroyed. Hashem waits for future Doros to fix things up. The cave and shaking Torah tshuva, hutzach lachdim kumokin gan eden v'ganim v'kisei hakoven. And if there's Torah and tshuva, so you also need gan eden gan kisei hakoven. Why? Shehem akomos l'shalim l'ish k'maisim, because those are the places for a person to either get rewarded or punished for his deeds. I don't know what kisei hakoven has to do with that. I don't know. Maybe the super tzaddikim go to the kisei hakoven. Gan eden is for the schar. Ganim is for the onesh. What's the kisei hakoven? How is that kashur to l'shalim l'ish k'maisim?
The neshamas come from the kisei hakoven. Yeah.
The neshamas come from the kisei hakoven. Okay, maybe. Okay, maybe. The cave and shake them. Kolel hutzach lakdim beis hamikdash shmo shemashiach. Why? Ki bayamim ahema timali haaretz deya. Because the purpose of the world is to reach a point of Mashiach comes, the whole world recognizes Hashem and praises Hashem. There'll be understanding, clarity. Everyone will have a great understanding of Hashem. And then everyone will understand that the point of the creation of the world is to serve Hashem. That's why these seven things had to precede the world. Amen.